The U.S. and the EU are getting ready to fight over tariffs all over again. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. You may remember the 25% tariffs on steel and 10% tariffs on aluminum that the Trump administration imposed back in March. Well, Europe was granted an exemption, and that exemption ends this Friday, June 1st. If some kind of agreement isn't reached, those tariffs will come roaring back. Europe says it's ready to retaliate. It has a list of $3.25 billion U.S. dollars worth of U.S. goods it will hit with tariffs of its own. The EU economy and trade ministers are meeting with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross this week to try and prevent that from happening. Meanwhile, 8,000 Starbucks stores across the country will be closed tomorrow afternoon so the coffee chain can provide racial bias training to its employees. This is in response to an incident in Philadelphia last month when two African-American men were arrested after asking to use a Starbucks restroom. Social scientists have thoughts on the company's response. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank spoke with a few.
Starbucks called on everybody from former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to rapper Common for help crafting tomorrow's training. Kelly Capitosto is a bias researcher at Ohio State University.
It's really difficult to change someone's attitudes through just a one-day training.
There's not much evidence as to how well any of the diversity training programs companies use actually work. Cornell business professor Michelle Duguid says Starbucks, with its 175,000 employees, has a chance to change that.
Actually hope that they could collect some data on this. Does it actually make a difference?
The coffee chain could have, for example, tested training in certain stores and then refined methods based on evidence before scaling up. When Starbucks asked University of Virginia professor Brian Nosek for advice, he said, slow down.
They're moving way too fast to actually get it to meet the goals that are intended.
Starbucks says the training will focus on racial bias and the history of public accommodations in the U.S. After tomorrow, the company plans to make its curriculum public. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
When it comes to flying, consumers are perhaps at this point used to the airlines snatching away perks like in-flight meals or complimentary checked bags. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports that there is one more thing to add to that list: built-in screens.
Those seatback screens are expensive, costing up to $10,000 each, says Jason Rabinowitz with research company Route Happy.
These systems are one of the biggest expenditures when an airline either refurbishes an aircraft or buys new aircraft.
And heavy, weighing close to 9 pounds. That's extra space that could be used for people or cargo. United and American are among airlines getting rid of those screens on domestic flights. They'll provide digital entertainment people can stream on their own screens.
It's a user interface that you're comfortable with, so bringing your own device is something you normally do anyway.
That's Robert Mann, a former airline executive. When streaming on an airplane, Henry Hardevelt with Atmosphere Travel Research Firm says there's always a risk for the user.
The vendors who have developed the in-flight entertainment systems have probably focused their security on keeping a customer from hacking the server on the plane.
But he adds getting hacked could happen anywhere, on the ground or in the sky. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And there are no numbers today. Markets in the U.S. and London are closed for public holidays. China's divorce rate has been rising for more than a decade, although it is still below the U.S.'s. There were 4 million divorces in China in 2016, and one cause is, of course, an extramarital affair. This has opened the door to an unusual industry where spouses can try to save their marriages. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from Shanghai.
Miss Yao was happily married for more than a decade. Then last year, she says, a woman half her husband's age showed up on their doorstep. It was his mistress. I called my friend Ming Li. I said, what should I do? The enemy is at the gate. Ming Li recalls coming over and facilitating talks between Miss Yao, her husband, and the mistress.
I was introduced by Miss Yao as a friend, a trusted older sister who is trained in psychology.
What the husband or mistress didn't know is that Miss Yao had hired Ming Li to break up the affair. Ming Li is called a mistress dissuader. Her job is to infiltrate the lives of mistresses secretly and get them to break off the affair. And she's good. Miss Yao's husband cut ties with the other woman, who now leaves the couple alone. How did Ming Li do it?
I introduced the mistress to her new boyfriend.
She'll even find the mistress a job in a new city. But all this doesn't come cheap. Ming Lee charges $300 an hour. She's been doing it since 2010. There are no exact figures on how many mistress dissuaders there are in China, but Ming Lee's firm alone has nearly 300. A local media report about Dai Pengjun, a private detective and mistress dissuader, who says his success rate is 50%. He can charge more than $150,000. Why would anybody pay that? In part, because divorce laws in China favor the man. And divorce is still a major stigma, he says.
It can affect your children. They will be less desirable as marriage candidates.
For an extra fee, he also provides counseling for wives, like this.
You're in your 30s or 40s. You're old. Your beauty will fade. You must avoid late-night snacks or you'll get fat.
For this service, it seems, you don't just need money, but also a thick skin. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.